100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And I gotta tell you, I've been feeling much better the past week, week and a half. Teeth are fine. Calm. No emotions, really. But, oh well. It's better than none than you know. But it was all the hydroxyzine. The fucking doctor. That fucking shrink. Fucking dentist. Fuck all of them. They should pray that I never have to go back to Houston. The topic this week was a pick two. Pebbles, Shiny, A Monkey's Wedding, Footlights, Listen, and Birthday Cake. So let's go ahead and listen to the stories. And yeah, this is the microphone on the microphone stand with the adapter, with the thing on it, everything working. So this is as good as it's going to get.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Birthday Parties. No day was the same. We celebrated birthdays in a haphazard way. It was never specifically anyone's birthday, but probably weekly we would have a birthday cake and a party with traditional party games. Most days had singing or dancing. The world of work was a long way away. We cooked together and grew a lot of what we ate. We made and shared clothes. Communal living had once seemed as odd as a monkey's wedding, but I soon found it hard to think of any other way of doing things. I was thinking about my family less and less. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Torabrazino here, and for this week's pick two, I've chosen A Monkey's Wedding and Footlights. Go into the forest on a certain night and sit against a tree. Be still, very still, and wait. First appear the heralds, stoats and weasels bearing lanterns, which they set out as footlights. Then foxes and squirrels mingling unafraid, for on this night none bears its jaws to another. More creatures than you ever did see. At last, the monkeys to be wed, leaping and screeching. The festivities last for days, yet but a single night passes. Should they see you, you must flee, though they be little creatures, for even a Tyrannosaurus will succumb to 10,000 chickens.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my stories this evening are Mom Loves Him and Let 100 Flowers Bloom. Story 1. Din Ho was a one-hit wonder. He recorded a grandmother song in the mid-50s, a staple of Hawaiian tour trifecta, lays, luau, and light lyrics. Brandishing a foot-long bamboo tiki mug, he would stroll between the tables at the Leaky Leaky Club, sidling up to some matron, and go into his signature song, Shiny Pebbles. In the wine, making me happy, make me feel fine. So he flashed a 1,000-watt smile. Inside he was cringing to the bottom of his soul. Exiting the floor, he would hum a selection from the Sex Pistols to cleanse his musical palate. Story 2. Let 100 Blossoms Bloom. Ren Chu was born on the Martian base in 2095. Her father, Ben Chu, had been the colonial governor, but quit politics when the facts of the affair came out. She and her mother left the governor's mansion and moved from place to place until they ended up in the mousetrap. Wren grew up hard and fast. One day an envelope arrived for Sanshu with the red dragon stamp. She had caught the eye of director Binhua. Renshu swiftly rose through the ranks. Her heroism gained her a seat on the ruling council. In 2110, she was elected governor. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The waves crashing against the shore. Wind in my face. I taste salt on my lips, my cheeks burn. Shiny wet bubbles crunch underfoot. I pause, gazing out to sea and the distant, hazy horizon. Before crouching to examine the pebbles at my feet. I test, each one, seeking the perfect candidate for my purpose. Color, sheen, size, shape, weight and balance, are critically considered. Many are rejected, but few are chosen. Finally, I settle on a single stone and resume my long trek along the beach. And, when we finally meet, I'll use it to smash your skull in.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Pebbles, Shiny, and Footlights decided to order a birthday cake from the local store. They had tried to bake one, however, that didn't work out well. Let's just say that a burned-down kitchen was a small portion of the problem. So, they ordered the cake, their angelic little faces looking up at the store owner. And they waited, and they waited some more. They became restless. "Where's the kitchen?" they asked. Long story short, Pebbles, Shiny, and Footlights ended up in jail for burning down the whole block. Talk about an upgrade. "Minus the birthday cake," they said, chuckling. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my pick two story. It's called The Gathering. It's a bit of a blast from the past. Let's just say, if you know, you know. "I'm not sure about this place. It's freaky," muttered my travelling companion. He had a point. The lair of the golden monkeys was legendary, almost mythical, wreathed in mystery and mystique. "Listen." The dark passageways were filled with whispers. The words of half-forgotten stories echoed around us, the voices of writers, fragments of tales lost in time. We felt like intruders, but we were here as guests, invited to witness a monkey's wedding. Up ahead, shadowy figures loomed, iron monkeys, keepers of the written word, here to witness the gathering. It had all the makings of a great story. That's it. Until next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Peterson was well past the age of birthday cakes and parties. While getting gas, he bought himself one of those cupcake packs, ate both of the cupcakes, and didn't bother with candles or anything. His co-workers knew not to bother him about it. The last time, he just looked at the cake and left for the day. Nobody said anything the next day, and the next year, well, it was a Saturday. But the year after that, they didn't do anything. Nobody said anything. Not even a card. Because that's how he liked it. Nice, calm, and quiet.
And there you have it. This weekly challenge, the pick two. Let's see, what's the next one? Now and then. So let's go ahead and get those stories on in. You got time. And I will see you tomorrow, maybe. Or maybe I won't record all the stories for the week. Who knows? I got like four of them done last week, and then I was like, screw it. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.